Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
The Tony nominations have just been announced literally in the last hour. I'll discuss more about them next week. But, you know, the surprises, the snubs, the shows that could be saved. A few headlines off the cuff that hit me. Hell's Kitchen was a biggie, as was Stereophonic. Patriots was not up for best play. Neither was its Vladimir Putin. That's a surprise. Prayer for the French Republic did surprisingly well. I only saw Stereophonic, by the way, off-Broadway, but I was surprised that it's considered a drama, not a musical. There you go. Merrily We Roll Along, Outsiders, Suffs, and Water for Elephants were all nominated for Best Musical, I see. And despite middling to poor reviews, the revival of Cabaret did well in all the big categories. The short run of Days of Wine and Roses earned nominations for its glorious stars, but too late. The biggest news may be that 7 of the 10 director nominees were women. Anyway, again, more next week. As for shows that I've seen recently, The Great Gatsby, which got, I believe, 1 nomination for its costumes, was an interesting and perhaps informative experience for me. Now, I went in skeptically, as did my seatmate, but I must say we were wowed by, well, yes, the size, the orchestra, the costumes, the sets, the cars, as in 2. I was also impressed with the leading performers, Jeremy Jordan as Gatsby, Eva Noblezada as Daisy. And then the show opened officially, and virtually every review was strongly negative. So I'm thinking, am I not discerning enough? When is the audience right and the know-it-all critics missing something? All I can say is I was entertained for 2 hours. It was nice to see so many people of all ages having an obviously great time. By the way, Gatsby's Broadway production follows the show's sold-out run at the Paper Mill Playhouse, where they also loved it. Paper Mill is having a nice season. Its most recent is called Gun and Powder, which the New York Times described as, quote, the type of audacious and rollicking story that's too often missing from American stages. Well, let's keep an eye on that one moving into the city. Meanwhile, I saw Uncle Vanya at Lincoln Center. Now, this one also has had very mixed responses. The draw here is Steve Carell making his brave Broadway debut as the man of the title, though it's hard not to think more of his woebegone character in The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Chekhov's play has been, well, reimagined, if not quite updated, by Heidi Schreck, and has more seasoned stage actors, including Alfred Molina, Anna Kinoni Rose, Alison Pill, and a scene, if not play-stealing, William Jackson Harper. And yes, he was just nominated. The setting is simple, but beautiful, and there's enough humor and thought-provoking words. I think it'll ring true for many. I enjoyed Vanya, and I applaud Steve Carell. I also saw Lempicka on Broadway. Now, even if you know nothing about this painter, and I did not, the production will ultimately move you. She's beautifully played by Eden Espinosa, who was just nominated. There are other superb performances here, too. This is a piece of history about a famous artist who loved both a man and a woman at a time when that was rather risky, at a time when one war had ended and another was looming. Lempicka is far from a perfect show, but hey, I cried. As for a busy off-Broadway, The Irish Rep is spending this season celebrating a great playwright of the past, that being Brian Friel. Currently, it's doing Philadelphia, Here I Come. Even though I often wish they'd had subtitles, the characters and story are compelling enough to follow. And the actors, particularly A.J. Shively, is as the inner or private voice of the young son about to leave for America. He's nothing less than terrific. Maybe the biggest off-Broadway news of the week, however, Oh, Mary, about Abe's wife, Mary, which has been a sellout downtown, constant sellout, will move to Broadway this summer. Anyway, the list goes on, as does mine. Over the next week, I will see Mother Play, the latest from Paula Bogle, starring a just-nominated Jessica Lange, Illinois, the hard-to-get ticket from choreographer Justin Peck, also just-nominated, and Mary Jane, another hard-to-get seat, starring the new nominee, Rachel McAdams. Anyway, I will report on those and we'll have more thoughts about the all-important, well, for theater lovers anyway, Tony Awards. I will see you next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.